As you heard earlier, global markets are plummeting. Now Saudi Arabia and Russia have thrown an additional wrench into the works.
The big driver in Monday's sell-off, a huge crash on the crude oil markets.
Today, the oil price plunged 30%.
Experts now forecast a further plunge down to $30 or worse in the coming days.
Ellen Wald has been following the slide in oil prices closely. She's the author of Saudi Inc., The Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power. Ellen, what happened? Why did prices fall so quickly?
Last week, Saudi Arabia and OPEC, which is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, decided that it was really important to respond to falling demand for oil from the coronavirus. And so they asked for a cut in oil production. And essentially, Russia said, no, we're not interested. The whole meeting fell apart and the two parties basically walked out on each other. And at that point, it became clear that we were going to see a price war. Saudi Arabia cut its prices on the oil that it sells to Asia and the United States almost immediately and said it was going to increase production. And then Russia came back and said today it's going to increase its own production. And news of that really sent oil futures into a tailspin on Sunday night, dropping 30%.
I mean, why would they do this? Aren't they just shooting themselves in the foot by lowering prices?
When it comes to who can outproduce one another, Saudi Arabia definitely has the advantage. But the big question now is who's going to buy all that oil? Because of this coronavirus and because of the effect on demand that it's having, are there going to be enough buyers out there? We know that China has ordered less oil, about 30% reduction in its oil imports. Now, that will recover, but we don't know when that recovery is going to take place.
Ellen, what was Russia's angle here? Are they still a top oil producer in the globe? And wouldn't they have originally benefited from raising prices?
Well, right now, Russia is actually the second largest oil producer on the planet after the United States. So they are a top oil producer. Oil is a big part of their budget. But from their perspective, they don't see any benefit in protecting the group, whereas Saudi Arabia and OPEC have an objective to protect the group of OPEC. Russia doesn't care. It's going to do what it wants, and it did not see a benefit in cutting production to maybe push oil prices up a little bit.
Does Russia want higher prices? I mean, is that kind of the end goal here, just keep on pushing it up and up?
Well, like I said, Russia doesn't necessarily need higher prices. What these countries want is money. They want revenue, and revenue can be achieved either by selling less oil for more money or selling more oil for less money. Of course, the big question is if there's no demand, if there are no customers for this oil, then we may see a low price action for quite some time.
We have, of course, seen stock markets all over the world react very nervously to coronavirus. So what does this oil pricing war mean for a global economy already dipping because of uncertainty around coronavirus?
It's definitely participating and contributing to fears and sell-off that we're seeing. If you just look at some of the stock prices for the oil companies in the U.S., they have dropped precipitously. I mean, we're seeing some companies losing almost 50% of their value in basically 2 days. I do think that it will recover, but we're in a place where there's a lot of hysteria, and this is definitely feeding the market hysteria.
On top of all of that, there's been another shakeup in the Saudi royal family. Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, has prompted the arrest of 3 members of the royal family, including Mohammed bin Nayef. What's going on?
Well, that's a big question, is what exactly is going on. And it would certainly seem that it shows on the part of the royal family that there's a lot of fear. Now, authoritarians tend to detain people all the time. But the larger scheme of all of this shows that it's more than just a regular detention of political rivals by an authoritarian power. The crown prince and the king are fearful and willing to arrest some of the king's closest family. I mean, this wasn't just people in the royal family. This was the king's full brother and nephew. So whether or not there was really any kind of plot, this is a warning.
Ellen Wald, the author of Saudi Inc., thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.